Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Attacks by extremist settlers against the Palestinians in the West Bank must stop, and those committing the violence must be held accountable.
On Monday in Tel Aviv, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin expressed administration support for Israel, but also concern for the mounting death toll among Palestinians. President Joe Biden has said Israel risks losing international support because of what he called indiscriminate bombing. In a major legal blow to former President Donald Trump, the Colorado Supreme Court has removed Trump from the state's 2024 ballot, ruling his candidacy is prohibited under the 14th Amendment. Christy Green is a former federal prosecutor and says it's hard to predict what will happen when the case gets to the conservative-led Supreme Court.
It is a result that is interesting. It is a result that seems like the right result. The big question will be whether or not it holds, because this is surely going to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Former President Donald Trump is also facing criticism, even from Republicans, for saying migrants are poisoning the blood of our country. In an unusually sharp comment, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell pointed to his wife, a member of Trump's cabinet, who was born in Taiwan.
Well, it strikes me that didn't bother him when he appointed Elaine Chao, Secretary of Transportation.
Republican Governor of Texas Greg Abbott signed new legislation which allows police to arrest undocumented migrants anywhere in the state. It's his latest immigration enforcement move and an escalation in Abbott's dispute with the Biden administration.
Senate Bill 4, cracking down on human smuggling and stash houses, is now law in the state of Texas.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador pledged to fight SB4 and said the foreign ministry will challenge the law. A recent study found about 4 in 10 top local election officials in western states have left office over the last 3 years. Michael Beckel is with Issue 1, which did the research. He says those offices are starved for funding and under constant attack.
It would be really incumbent on a lot of our political leaders to take that temperature down, to ratchet down the rhetoric and remind people about all of the checks and balances that are in place, all of the transparency measures that are in place.
Arizona saw the highest turnover, twice the national rate. Black voters and a coalition of groups in North Carolina are suing for new congressional and legislative maps under the Voting Rights Act. They argue all of the maps enacted earlier this year by the Republican-controlled legislature are intended to diminish the power of black voters. They want the new districts in time for the 2026 election. Finally, New York has created a commission to study reparations for residents of African descent. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says while the state helped slaves find freedom, it also benefited from the slave trade.
What is hard to embrace is the fact that our state also flourished from that slavery.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.